Did he do it? For those of you that don't know what it is, Sean Combs, also known as P. Diddy or Puff Daddy, has several lawsuits against him, alleging that he was involved in sex trafficking, committed sexual assault, and something else that's just crazy. Now, in my opinion, I'm not spending my brain power thinking about did he do it, did he not do it. The court case will reveal the truth. But I have been seeing people say black people are celebrating the downfall of a black man. And if I could be quite honest with you, I don't even think anybody is celebrating the downfall of shit. We heard that the nigga allegedly did some shit that should never be done by anybody. And so the next step, typical protocol, justice is served. I don't make the rules, but those are the rules. So, it is what it is, and it was what it was, and it really is what it was. And what it was, if the crime was done, the time must be done as well, personally speaking. I seen someone say, if I'm not mistaken, I think I seen Floyd Mayweather say,
but things happen in life. And P. Diddy business is P. Diddy business. It's not my job or anyone else's job to go on the internet and stump him and kick a man while he's down. My take on it is, it's not my business. I don't think it's right at all. And I don't condone it. Even if that happened to my daughter, I would be hurt. But that's a choice that my daughter made.
I'm like, okay, girl's decision, not girl's decision. It don't change the fact that the crime was still done if that was the situation. You know what I'm saying? We're not even talking about decisions. We're not even talking about what happened that led up to it. I don't even need the details. The matter of fact is that a crime